Up to 50 million Americans have been told they are allergic to penicillin, a label that can last for life, forcing people to avoid taking some of the most effective antibiotics. But now a surprise finding shows that most of those people are not really allergic after all. NBC's Dr. John Torres has the details.
Spencer Jones was 15 months old when he first got the label allergic to penicillin.
If it stayed in his chart, he would be given antibiotics that weren't as effective, that were probably more toxic, that were more expensive.
So today, the 10-year-old is at the allergist, getting tested to see if he's truly allergic. It's something more doctors are calling for, as new research finds at least 90% of people labeled with penicillin allergies have grown out of it or were misdiagnosed in the first place.
They get a rash which is commonly not even related to the antibiotic, and they get labeled as penicillin allergic.
Dr. Elizabeth Phillips says misdiagnosis can lead patients to take antibiotics that have more side effects.